7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
A lovely thought, 9:19, but that is not the factual time. It is 19:30 UTC, and so I guess we need to start. So hit the thing. Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello once again. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm your chairman. Yeah, that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Oh, hello. And who might you be? Well, hello, hello, kitty. You're not the only cat involved here today. There's another cat sitting outside the door making yangy kitty noises, wondering why we're in here talking about stuff instead of being out there doing kitty business. Well, it's because I need to drink some tea first. Good tea. When you're not aspirating it. Oh, it is good. I'm back on the Dahong Pao today. Started some fresh Dahong Pao leaf about 15 minutes ago. And it's the most delicious thing ever. Now, I would love to sit here and talk about tea some more, but since we've got a yangy kitty out there, we gotta grab all this stuff. So, grab the teacup, put it in my pocket, grab the teapot, and let's go out here. Open the door.
Well, here's a kitty out here doing something. Whoa, yang bro-roo, what? What are you doing up there? Well, yeah, what are you doing up there? Well, I don't understand what needs to happen.
Okay, well, let me put the tea down and stuff. I think I know what needs to happen. I think I really do understand what's going on. I was kind of lying to my cat. Ha ha ha. But she knows that I was lying. So let me put the teapot down. Is my race on yet? Nope, my race hasn't started yet. That's good. And now we can go see what the cat wants, because, geez, nobody knows what she really wants.
Oh, hello! Well, who's a good baby? Are you a good kitty? Yes, you are. What does a kitty want?
Yes, I thought so. Now we're walking into the kitchen. What a surprise. What a surprise. Nobody knows what's going to happen next.
Oh, I wonder what I should do. Yo, I think you need to have some water. Is that what's happening here?
I can hear you purring.
Do you want some kitty water?
You have to meow right into the microphone.
Say hello. Say, give me some water.
Okay, now she doesn't want to talk. So I'll just grab the water jug here. And pretend to pour some water into the kitty water cup.
You want some kitty water? Here you go. It's so yummy for a baby.
Oops, I just spilled a bunch. Because the water cup is super full. But if the cat doesn't see water get poured, she won't drink it. And that's why we have to spill a little bit of water. Every single day. Just kiss. Oh my god, cats. Am I right? Alright, let's come back down here while my cat's up there drinking. And let's see what's happening. Boom, punching it in, and it looks like
this afternoon, so with the crowd too, and we'll get the thoughts of Checo Perez when we come back.
Yep. The good news is the race hasn't started yet. They're just doing all the pre-race crap. And oh, hello!
Hi, Baby Dumplings.
Baby Dumplings has returned from her water-drinking adventures. Okay, I'll put the blanky on my legs. Here you go.
Get in the kitty pit.
Okay, so now the cat is getting in the kitty pit.
Hello, did you have a nice water? Were you being thirsty, babies?
No comment from the cat. Right, so when you have a thirsty baby, you have to pour the water. But that's not the annoying thing. The annoying thing is that I've got races that are on at the same time, or at least sort of going to be on at the same time. I got my motorcycle race on as well. Punch it in.
It closes once more on Jack Miller.
And look, Pecco. Yeah, Pecco's winning. Yay! Francesco Bagnaia is in first place. And then it's Mir Miller Marquez. Where's Mark Marquez? He must have crashed out. I didn't see the beginning of the race. There's only three laps remaining in this motorcycle mania. And my driver is ahead. On a different level. Where's Paul Espargaró? He's back in like sixth. Where's Where's Mav? Where's Quartararo? I don't know. So it's like racing day for me.
Terrible stuff. I know it's all ifs and buts, Matt, but I mean, if this goes the way it's looking like it's going to go, how costly does that crash in Misano 2 weeks ago look? Because we'd have been potentially going all the way down to Valencia with Quartararo and Bagnaia. I mean, it is ifs and buts, and it doesn't matter. It's done and dusted now, but it does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I said, I got up a little bit late. So I missed the beginning of this race. And that's okay, because I'll watch the whole damn thing on replay later tonight. With the cat also probably sitting in my lap then. Now the cat is now trying to drive her kitty claws through the banky armor into my leg, but it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work, dingins.
Because we got a dingins on the blingins.
You're a bing ding blinglins. You're baby gazoo.
What? What happened?
As potentially or as a result of the incident between Miguel Oliveira and Ike Lekwono, I hope that the riders are okay. But the red flag has come out here in Portugal, and we are way past distance in terms of this being declared. And Bagnaia will be crowned race winner here ahead of Joan Mir with Jack Miller.
Right. So as we were just sitting here, something very bad happened. I thought I saw a yellow flag come out, and then, boom, red flag. The race has been stopped with three laps remaining because it looks like there was a very, very bad crash. And they were carrying somebody off on a stretcher.
Concern the grandstands for the Miguel Oliveira fans. Now then, let's see what happened here. This is at turn 13. Lekwono and Miguel Oliveira. Lekwono's wiped out Miguel Oliveira. And then they've got trapped in the motorcycle as well. Nasty little incident there into turn 13. That looks like Ika's crash, I'm afraid.
Right. Yeah. So one guy, he started sliding out, took out another guy, and they just laid the bikes down. No problem, right? But then they go sliding. They go sliding off the runoff, and it looks like they hit the wall. That's not good. Because they were still sort of on their bikes, tied up in them, and then hit the wall, and that's, that has got to be painful. Oh, ow, it hurts just thinking about it.
Huh, dingins?
Okay, I think what I need right now is something kind of weird, like a Tarashi Gakko. And I won't mind it. God damn it. Digital media sucks. Let's get beastie.
Oh, Yeah. What the hell? Oh my god. That was a hell of a teaser. Where are they going with that? If they do a full music video of that, that's going to be mind-boggling. But yeah, so we got to just hear a little bit of Atarashi Gakko doing some kind of Beastie Boy intergalactic type of thing. Where's that going? I don't know. I'm dying to know. I'm fascinated by Atarashi Gakko. If you're not familiar with Atarashi Gakko, this is four Japanese girls who are dressed up in generic schoolgirl uniforms, and they do some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. It's some kind of combination between rapping and crimping. It's more like crimps. They do crimping and these funny dances, which really aren't dances. It's kind of like stepping, but it's also sort of their own thing. It's sort of like weird cheerleader moves. Like, if you had, like, mega nerds as cheerleaders and made them do their own cheerleading. It is so weird. It is so weird and so great simultaneously that I don't know what to tell you, except that you might want to check some of this stuff out. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of it myself. So, man, we might have to do some more. Thanks, digital media. Thanks.
And I
I love the line in there about the big boobs being jealous of... Okay, this is what I'm talking about. This stuff is... The funny thing is this song, Nine Nine Nine, this is one of their more sort of official, marketable, complete sort of songs. It's an official song type of song, but you got to admit that was a little odd, a little cool, and you just, what the hell is this about? I love these guys. Atarashi Gakko. They do so much weird stuff. I don't understand what it is that they're doing half the time, or even more. It's,
See, the thing to understand here is that not only does this appear to be some kind of musical group, I mean, obviously they're making music here, right? But they're not exactly like idols. They're not idols. They're wearing school uniforms and not like sexy idol school uniforms, like actual real school uniforms. But they can't possibly be students in real life. They got to be too old. Maybe they're not. I don't... But yeah, sometimes you get music videos from them, and sometimes you get helpful educational videos from them about, you know, like how to behave in school and what to eat on New Year's Day, and one of my personal favorites, how to travel on trains. So it's like they're very helpful, sort of like tourist, tourism ambassadors, but they're also a musical group. Let's just jump right in here, see if we can't get the train thing going. Thanks, digital media.
Train, 特に電車は時刻表通りに運行されることで有名です。少しでも遅れると、5分ほど遅れております。申し訳ございませんとアナウンスが流れるんでございます。また朝のラッシュアワーの恐ろしさも有名です。
Right, so now we have footage of people just boarding trains. Now a demonstration on how to buy a Suica card. A demonstration how to use the card to go through the gate.
こんな時は券売機でチャージをしましょう。この案内を見れば乗り換えしやすい車両や目的地に近い出口を見つけることができます。
How to do transfers. And now,、はい、question and answer period.
最初に一人で電車に乗ったのはいくつの時ですか？
中学1年生の時です。なんで電車で寝ている人がいっぱいいるんですか？危なくないんですか？日本の労働者は睡眠時間が短いんです。だから電車の中で寝れる時間がとても貴重なんです。でもスリに会うことがありますので、そこら辺気をつけてくださいね。
This is what I'm talking about. What the hell was that about?That question and answer period, the questions posed were, how old were you when you first rode the train in Japan? And she was in seventh grade. And then the second question was, why are there so many people asleep on the train? And the answer was, well, Japanese workers don't get much time to sleep, and so they have to sleep on the train, don't wake them up. This is what I'm talking about. What the hell is Atarashi Gakko? Are they a band? Are they an idol group?Are they rappers? Are they just a crimp act? Are they... Ambassadors for Public Transportation. That's a video that explains how to use trains in Japan. You buy a Suica card. Okay, so I don't know. I just don't know. I don't want to say this is inscrutable, but yeah, I don't know what else I would use word-wise. Digital media sucks. Thanks for breaking again. Uh-oh.
Miju desu.
Suzuka desu.
Kanon desu.
Rin desu.
Toba desu.
Takeda-sensei. Kyoto ga yondemasu.
1, 2, 3.
What in the hell is this? The teacher gets called out of the room.
1, 2, 3.
And when the teacher leaves, the girls do a pose.
皆さんにとって大人とは何ですか？
大人でも迷うことってあるんですか？迷ってるんですか、先生？迷うことは悪いことじゃない。迷うからこそ見つかる自分がいるんです。その自分を信じ続けて突き進む。それこそが青春なんです！迷うことは私！
And then, after a little rant about feeling lost, they break out the boombox, the heavy metal starts to play, and they go into a dance routine. And they freak out.
迷ってもいいんだよ！それこそが青春！
Yeah, and so the last lines there were, it's okay to feel lost. That's what youth is all about. I don't understand it, but I love it. The big question now is, where are we with my race?
There could be a lot of opportunities coming into turn one. We know every year there are quite a lot of things happening there. And surely with Max and Chico in third and fourth place behind the Mercedes, there could be a good opportunity.
Yeah, so the race hasn't started yet. They're still talking to drivers. Oh, it's going to be dangerous as we go into turn one. Oh, and here comes Ham. He's riding his scooter. This is my cat's driver. He's zipping down the pit lane on his scooter, and he's got his assistant running behind him. How rude. If you're gonna run around on a scooter and have an assistant, at least give your assistant and a scooter as well. Don't be a jerk. If this was Japan, Atarashi Gakko would have a video about how to not be a jerk on your scooter when you're at the race. Atarashi Gakko probably also has some kind of opinion about the best way to
keeping a ball clean is essential in improving
balls.
Play and enjoying a great round of
golf. Oh, let's hear all about it. Oh, thanks, digital media. The Grand Ball Washer
the
is a logo-free.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf
it
balls.
It delivers an
Let's
elegant design.
Let's take a look
design.
At the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Is it logo-free?
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Okay.
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Oh, nice transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
But what colors
All
does
ball
it come
washers
in?
Are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
What kind of brush is
the
that?
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior
cleaning.
How do you
prevent towel theft?
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
No, it doesn't.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Huh.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Perhaps I will. Although I do have some questions. See, the only problem here is that that's not a carabiner, and that's not going to prevent any kind of towel theft. That's for damn sure. All right, time for some more music. The big question becomes, is Olga going to be able to get into the club? I mean, come on, just please let the guy in. All he wants to do is get the girl.
Come on, are you gonna let me in then?
Sorry, son, members only.
Oh.
course she goes. La 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 to Fido's. Yeah, she goes. La 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 with him. Then she goes. La 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 to Fido's. Yeah, she goes. La 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 with him. Every night I try to get into Fido's. Every night they just won't let me in. No, they won't. And every night I watch him meet her at Fido's. And every night it's alright for him. 'Cause she goes la 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 to Fido's. Yes, she goes la la la.
Come on. Oh, poor Olga. Will he ever get into Fino's? Who knows? I hope so, I think. You know, the funny thing is I've never been to Fino's myself, but if I ever get in and if I see Olga there, oh my God, we're going to wreck the place. I'll be deported. I mean, presumably this is somewhere in... Now, wait a minute. Where the hell are these guys from? Sunderland? Okay, so you got the Tyne River. You got Newcastle on one side. You got Sunderland on the other. You got your Geordies. You got your Mackhams. And, now I'm getting confused as to which is which. But it doesn't matter because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out here, find some food, make a salad. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.